God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, my perceptions of self are not to be trusted. One day I can be on top of the world, the next day I can feel like I'm at the bottom of the heap. And some people spend their entire lives trying to find themselves and completely lost. And the reason is you don't find yourself by thinking obsessively about yourself. You will never see yourself until you see God. And that's exactly where Job found himself at the end of his own story. In Job chapter 40, verse 4, Job says, "When confronted with God in the whirlwind, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth." And Job says, "I'm just going to shut my mouth. I've got nothing to say. I've been wanting to bring my case before God and be judged by Him. But when push came to shove, he realized he really had nothing to say in comparison to." Our problem is we compare ourselves to the things that we easily see. Our friends can't tell us who we are. Job's friends tried and failed. Our experiences can't tell or define who we are completely and accurately. Job had gone from riches to rags. No, you'll never see yourself until you see God. In Job 42, verse 5, Job says, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes." Job said, I've got to have a change of mind because I'd never thought about myself in comparison to you. I thought of myself in comparison to people who are guilty of specific wrongs, and I've thought about myself in comparison to the falsehoods my friends have said, but I just didn't really know who you, God, are. So who is God? He's the Creator, He's the Lord, and He's good. He's the Creator. In Job chapter 40, verse 15, God says, "Behold now, behemoth, which I made with thee." God talks about behemoth and leviathan and whatever these are, whether dinosaurs or hippopotamus or alligators. They're amazingly powerful beasts. Can I just tell you something? The same God that made the most powerful beast known to mankind made you. And you are not the result of insufficient funds. The creation is just a reflection of the Creator. And so God made you. You don't find yourself by merely obsessing about yourself. You find yourself, if that's to be done, by seeing God. You'll never see yourself until you see God as the Creator. He's the Lord. God says about this mighty beast, "He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him." In other words, the mightiest beast is not a threat to God. God made the beast. He is the Creator. He's the Lord. He's the Lord. Later in chapter 41, verse 11, God says, "Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine." If God made us, then God should be the one that sustains us and has the right to guide us. And then God is good. Just as God had in the very first verses of this book, He tenderly calls Job my servant. He confronts Job's friends for not speaking of him, that is God, the thing that is right, as my servant Job has. God is good. My servant Job, He says this three or four times. The Bible says that more than once, the Lord also accepted Job, just as you are accepted of God in the Beloved One, in the Lord Jesus. In verse 10, the Bible says, "And the Lord turned again the captivity of Job." Verse 12 says, "So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning." I don't think this is a time to compare the sons he had and the daughters he had with the sons God gave him later. Each one was individually precious as a creation of God. There are still mysteries about God in this book. And I'm not saying that we can totally comprehend such a God, but what I am saying is that if I'm ever going to know the purpose of my life, then I must trust God one step at a time, realizing who He is. Because you'll never see yourself as you are until you acknowledge God as He is, the Creator, the Lord, and very good.